is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezing, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We speak to you from Pickwa High School's Darvery Gym, the scene of our second game of two tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's the Pickwa Boys Division IV Sectional, lower bracket, sectional semifinal. Jackson Center meeting Covington. The Tigers, the number one seed in the Pickwa Boys Division IV tourney. Jackson Center overall now 20-4. 9-3 in the Shelby County League, second in the SCL. Covington 10-13 on the year, 6-6 in the Cross County Conference. Jackson Center victorious over Ansonia 48-23 in a first rounder for the Tigers. Meanwhile, Covington played extremely well, Chuck, and pulled away from Botkins late. We were very impressed by the Covington Buccaneers' well-roundedness. Yeah, Covington has an outstanding scorer, 18 points, 10 rebounds a game from Jordan Machino. But other players stepped up, and the young Miller was outstanding. He contributed heavily. So it's more than Machino, and Jackson Center's got to play typical Tiger defense, very good defense tonight, to knock off Covington.
Well, I would assume that Drew Sosby is going to draw Machino, and that's going to leave everybody else to be there, play defense in the paint, and try to keep him from going off on him tonight. On the other end, it was the first time that I've seen him in a while that Jackson Center had some kids besides Sosby and Rodermuth even attempt to score, yet alone score, and it was impressive. They did a nice job.
Yeah, Bryce Sosby, couple big buckets early. Ethan Zorn, Gavin Boozer contributing field goals early in that game.
Platfoot?
Platfoot was outstanding, too. And Sonya tried to hold the ball a little bit, simply didn't work. Jackson Center's defense is too feisty. We can talk about Machino all we want. You expect him to come up big in this game tonight. Botkins defended him well, limiting him to, I think, two field goals for 2.5 quarters in the Covington win over Botkins. He was held in check, no question about it. But my goodness, Trevor Miller, extremely athletic for Covington. Jackson Center can't keep an eye on him out of the corner of the eye. They got a spy on him all night long.
Yeah, they're not a one-man team. There's no doubt about it. And I'll tell you what, Matt Pond and Tom Dunn have been doing this forever. This is as good a coaching staff as there is in the area. And what I was impressed with Machino was that he didn't try to force anything. He was not having a big scoring night, but he did other things and allowed his teammates to help him win the basketball game.
A junior, Tristan Sauer, 6'4" tall for Covington. 6'6" junior Brady Wildemuth for Jackson Center. Very interesting duel there tonight. Can Tristan stay on the floor, not get in foul trouble, and guard Brady and hold him down to 15, 16 points? Brady's up to 19 a game now. He's a dynamite scorer, just under 20 per outing. Sowers has got his hands full on the interior for Covington.
Well, what's going to be tougher for him than what he's used to is he's not used to somebody at 6'6 facing up and putting the ball on the floor, and Brady Wildemuth has that ability.
Jackson Center's defense, Chuck, game in, game out, sectional tournament year after year. It is second best to none. I'm telling you what, Covington has seen defense in the cross-county conference, got a taste of Shelby County League D from Botkins in the opening game. Machino was handcuffed, and you can bet Jackson Center to give due diligence to Jordan Machino here tonight.
Well, you better. I mean, the kid's a flat-out scorer, so you better know where he is.
Tigers being introduced. Gavin Boozer, 6 feet tall, a sophomore. Drew Sosby, averaging 21.5 points a game, 6'1", a senior. Ethan Zorn, 6'2", a senior at a wing. Bryce Sosby, 5'10", a sophomore, had a couple of big threes early in the win over Ansonia. And Brady Wildemuth, just under 19 a game, 6'6" tall, rounding out the starting five for head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center. For Covington, Jace Pond at guard, 5'7", a junior. Jordan Machino at a wing, 18 points a game, 10 rebounds, 6'2" tall, a senior. Trevor Miller, 6'3", and a junior, extremely active is Miller. Nathan Bly at a wing, 6'1", and a junior. And Tristan Sowers is the fifth starter. He's at the post, 6'4" tall, and a junior. Sowers jumps center with Brady Wildemuth, and we're just about set to go. Jackson Center Tigers in the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Covington black from top to bottom. White numerals, the white bucks across the top on the back. Each team with black sneakers. Opening tip to start the game, won by Jackson Center, which moves from right to left on your phone or computer, as you imagine.
Well, Miller had 19 in that Botkins game, and he got a Clancy's. We don't normally give Clancy's to teams outside the area. That's how good he was.
Exactly. He put on a fine show against Botkins. Here is Drew Sosby getting a cross-court skip pass 25 seconds into the game. Jackson Center threw it around about 7 or 8 times. Drew wound up with the open look high right, and he poured home a shot, a deep three behind the arc. Down inside, here's Miller going to work for Covington. Good defense by Brady Wildemuth, who might have gotten a fingertip on the shot, and the Tigers get the rebound. Ethan Zorn, left corner, out to Bryce Sosby. Foul line to Brady. Whips it to Drew in the right corner, goes baseline. Pass below the key to Boozer. on the arc to Bryce Sesby. Pulls up in the lane. Had a Boozer in the left corner. Outside to Zorn. Skips it far wing to Bryce Sesby. Covington defensively, Chuck, appears to be in a man.
Let me see a cutter.
I think
that they're playing a zone.
It is a zone. Yep. Just about the time you figured it out, I did too. Zone defense, Covington. Jackson Center continues to whistle the ball around the top of the circle. And getting another open look is Drew Sesby, and he makes another one. Tiger fans on their feet. Buccaneers need a timeout. Burned in the first 90 seconds on two threes by Drew Sesby of Jackson Center. 6-0 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Drew Sesby is a young man that opposing defenses don't want to lose track of, and Covington has missed him twice in the first 90 seconds of this game. Bombs away, two threes, but Drew, 6-0, Jackson Center leads. Covington with the ball, top of the circle, Machino outside the arc on the right to Pond. Now Machino 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Bly. Wants to go to Miller down inside. Here's a half hook shot by Bly. 10-footer. No good. Bad shot. Rebound Jackson Center. Brady Willemuth. Left corner Zorn. Meets resistance. Starts to drive. Pulls it back out. Throws it to Drew Sesby cross court. Covington zoning. It's given up two made threes to Drew Sesby of Jackson Center already. 2 minutes, 15 seconds gone. Here's a nice feed by Boozer inside to Wildermuth. Reverse layup. Zorn. He's got it.
Wow, good ball movement against the zone.
Wow. You talk about crisp passing to Jackson Center. The last feed by Brady Wildermuth to Zorn. He got the ball below the backboard, reversed it up and in off the glass. 8-0 Jackson Center. 5:23 to go first quarter. High left, it's Bly. Spin move into the lane. Falling down the Jackson Center defender. Bryce Sesby wanted a charge. Head coach Scott Elkert wanted a charge. Assistant Tony Meyer wanted a charge. And the referee said, I want a block. Foul on Bryce Sesby.
But Tyler's a good friend of mine, so I'm not going to say anything bad about the call.
5:18 to go first quarter. Ball inbounded by Covington to Bly. Bly hits Miller. Miller slashes to the rim, gets the open look, and drops it through. It is 8-2 in favor of Jackson Center. 5:08 to go, first quarter. Tigers with the ball near side. It's Boozer. Ball high overhead. It's a high screen from Brady Wildermuth. Right side to Bryce Sesby. Bryce looks for help. Peers inside for Brady. Can't find him. Out of Boozer. Isolated this side of the floor is Drew Sesby. Flips it with one hand. Back to Bryce. Left wing Boozer. To Zorn. Zorn to Brady in the lane. Goes up with two hands to shoot. The ball's down around his waist. Raked away by Covington. Two-shot foul given to Brady Wildermuth.
That was a great catch by Wildermuth because that pass was down around his ankles. Like you said, a 6'6 guy doesn't do a great job going down that low to get a pass.
Brady's got two at the stripe for Jackson Center. High arch and a swish. 9-2 Jackson Center. Second free throw upcoming. Tigers lead it by 7, make it 8. Brady Wildermuth connects twice at the free throw line. 10-2 Jackson Center. 4:32 left to go here in the first quarter. 25 feet away, Bly's got the ball. Left side to Miller on the arc. Here's Pond. Rotates it to Machino. Picked up by Drew Sesby. Interesting matchup right there. Sesby on Machino.
That is what I thought was going to happen.
Yep. Left corner, Pond. Pond starts to move into the top of the key. Can't drive on Boozer. Flips it back out to Machino, 25 feet away. So far, Covington unable to free up Machino for a good look. Here's a ball whisked down inside to Sowers. Sowers in congestion. Reverse layup blocked. Brady Willamuth down to Drew Sosby. The baseline J. Bingo! He's got it. The Tigers are growling loud early. 12-2. Jackson Center in the lead. 3:42 left, opening quarter. Covington's Bly, 25 feet out. Back to the basket machine. Oh, posting up. Turnaround 10-footer. Drew Sosby deflected the shot. Loose ball. Tracked down by Drew. Up ahead to Zorn. Foul line Brady. Shot fake. Gives it up to Zorn. Zorn got the loose ball. Back to Drew. Head of the key. Near side to Bryce Sosby. 3:15 to go first quarter. 12-2 Jackson Center. Right side Boozer. Boozer on the bounce. Gives it up to Bryce Sosby. Deep left corner, Boozer. Good baseline pass to Zorn. Below the rim. A lot of traffic. Jump ball or a foul. Whistle against Covington. Buccaneers have not gotten break one. Down low on shot attempts. But Jackson Center, two more free throws. Ethan Zorn.
Well, there was no arguing at that time, so there must have been some body on that.
Free throw, Zorn. Got it. 13-2 Jackson Center. Tigers, in meticulous fashion, Chuck, have worked the ball down along the baseline against the zone.
Well, they're getting everything they want out of their offense right now.
Second free throw, Zorn. It lipped the rim, no good, in and out. Flatfoot now on the floor for the Tigers, the 5'11 freshman. Here's a long cross-court pass. It comes on the play to Pond of Covington, which is down 13-2, 2:48 to go first quarter. Baseline right. Covington's got the ball. Fed to Kenny Atkinson, who's in off the bench. Long three-point try. Miller off the iron. No good. Rebound Atkinson. Banked it up and in. 13-4 in favor of Jackson Center. Under 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Baseline right. Brady Willem has got the ball for Jackson Center. Covington gets a hand on it. Brady winds up sitting on it. It is ruled a foul against Jackson Center. Thought for a moment it might be called a jump. Brady Willamuth on the hack foul as Covington knocked it away from him. Brady, in his anxiety to get it back, committed the common personal.
But they weren't, but not my friend, so I'll say I thought Willamuth got pulled down that time.
Yeah, it was a marginal call that went against the Tigers. 13-4, Covington down 9, 2:10 to go first quarter. On the arc, Miller took the pass from Machino, missed it way short, no good. Rebound down to Blackfoot of Jackson Center. Here's Brady dribbling up the floor, long pass intercepted by Atkinson of Covington. Up to Pond. Pond on the arc to Atkinson, deep two ball, no good off the heel. Long rebound, Sosby of Jackson Center. Drew on the dribble. Head of the key, shake and bake move. Into the right corner, gives it up to Platfoot. Back out on top to Bryce. Bryce Sosby, near side to Drew. 1:34 to go, first quarter. 13-4, Tigers. Drew just circled the arc, went from the left corner to the right. Gave it up to Platfoot. High screen from Bryce Sosby. Now the ball is flipped back to Bryce. Outside the arc on the right, straightaway Drew, shot fake, foul line, leaner, got it. Drew Sosby on fire, he cannot miss.
Doing anything he wants right now.
15-4, Jackson Center. Here's Atkinson, 35 feet away for Covington. On top to Trevor Miller, collision, foul, Ethan Zorn picked it up.
You got to be in position to move your feet. Ethan was straight up that time and wasn't prepared for him putting the ball on the floor.
15-4, Jackson Center, 59 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Substitution, Sowers back on the floor for Covington, giving Miller a respite. Baseline left of the basket, inbounding for Covington is Murphy, who's checked in. Errant pass, he threw it away right to Jackson Center. Bad throw by Jeff Murphy. Tigers have got the ball. Let's see if the white shirts will play for one. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Zorn foul line. Drew Sosby left wing. 38 ticks to go. First period, 15-4 Tigers. Right side Platfoot. Midcourt Bryce Sosby. Down to a half minute remaining. Staccato clapping across the way from the Tiger cheering section. A sea of orange has filled the lower deck, far side of the floor. Covington fans behind us. We are on the west side of Garbery Gym, looking at the Jackson Center throng. Far bleachers. A few empty seats up top, both sides of the court. Down to 7 seconds to go. Here's Drew Sosby, top of the key, hemmed in. Gives it to Bryce. Bryce pulls up, fadeaway three. High arc, short, no good. And the first quarter closes. Jackson Center 15, Covington 4, after 1 on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
And they were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Well, Jackson Center Tigers popped out to a 13-0 lead against Ansonia. And here tonight, 15-4 after a period against Covington. Jackson Center, two very good starts both games to open sectional play here at Piqua. And when Jackson Center, Chuck, gets a lead, the Tigers are at their best.
They shoot free throws as a team so well, and they're very, very patient.
Here is Covington with the ball, starting quarter number two. Inside Machino, now to Sowers inside the arc. As Machino went opposite, Sowers missed the jumper from 17 feet. And the rebound is yanked down by Drew Sosby. Up the floor to Platt, to Drew, line drive triple, in and out, no good. Big rebound by Bryce. Knocked away by Covington, Bryce got it back, fed it to Zorn. Back to Bryce Sosby. 35 seconds gone, first quarter. Trevor Miller to the scorer's table. He'll return for Covington. Outside the arc, near wing, it's Bryce Sosby. Bounce pass to Zorn, left corner. Back to Bryce on top, shot fake, now to Drew. Drew sets, shoots. Or I should say, thought about shooting, didn't let it fly. Here's Zorn, shake and bake, move into the lane. Out to Bryce Sosby. Long, high-arching triple, too hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Machino of Covington. 11-point lead, Jackson Center. Up to Pond. Right wing, Sowers, 25 feet out. Sowers on the dribble. Now Machino. Machino's got maybe one shot for Covington, Chuck, if that.
I don't know, remember him taking one.
Here's a wild baseline maneuver by Nathan Bly, and he got it to go down. Well, that was a horse shot. A swan dive maneuver by Nathan Bly, baseline left. And he put in the seven-footer around two Tiger defenders. 15-6, Jackson Center up nine. Little give and go. Zorn to Bryce Sosby in the lane. Now to Flatfoot, out to Drew Sosby. Near the timeline, it goes to Bryce. Jackson Center trying to involve Brady Wildermuth in the offense. Brady comes out to get it. Now to Drew Sosby, top of the circle. Drew's only miss, Chuck, was the last shot. And it was an in and out.
With three quarters of the way down,
yeah, rolled out. It was below the rim, somehow popped away. That's been Drew Sosby's only misfire in this game so far. 15-6 Tigers, who are very patient right now, milking the clock. Here's a bounce pass, Zorn in the post. He shuffled his feet and walked with the ball.
The zone is keeping Wildermuth from getting the ball into the offense right so far.
Well, we've gone 2 minutes, 20 seconds, second quarter. Jackson Center yet to score. Covington with just the one basket. Here's Bly. Here's Machino, 25 feet away. Drew Sosby all over him. Uh-oh, Machino might have charged. He did. Drew Sosby with superb possession.
That's a frustration foul right there.
And and official Wortman all over it. He made the call right now. It was a good one. And Machino has got two personal fouls. Leading scorer on the year for Covington, 18 points, 10 rebounds. And the Tigers' defense has coaxed him into a couple personals already. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center in the lead, 15-6. Tigers looking for the first points, second period. Zorn, top of the key. Bounce pass right side to Drew Sosby. Dribble drive, top of the circle. Pulls it back out. Now to Zorn. Against the zone, Brady Willemuth unable to touch it. Drew Sosby into the lane. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, flat-footed. Bounced around, came off. Rebound down to Covington's Bly. He darts up the floor, goes to Machino. Right wing to Pond. Pond out back. Goes to Miller straight away. 4:48 to go, second quarter. Baseline Machino tries to go beneath the rim on Drew Sosby, who fouls him. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center up at 9, 15-6. Atkinson back on the floor for Sowers for Covington. Ball inbounded. Atkinson, head of the key. Right side of the floor, Miller to Machino. Back to Miller. Covington having difficulty solving this Tiger man-to-man. Here's Pond deep in the left corner. Starts a drive. He is hacked on the play. Jackson Center held him. Team foul 5 on Jackson Center. 4:29 to go in the second quarter. 9-point game at Jackson Center. Scoring pace has slowed down to a creeping stall here in the second period. Atkinson long range for Covington. Gives it up to Bly. Left corner Miller starts to drive on Zorn. Pulls up, overshoots a 10-footer. Rebound Brady Willemuth. Long throw down the floor, a bad one. Intercepted by Covington. Machino shoots a 3 way off the mark. And the rebound deflected to flat foot of Jackson Center. Half the second quarter gone. Jackson Center yet to score. Here's Brady in the post. Double teamed. Triple teamed. Blocked. Got it back. Shot it. Missed it. No good. It hit the rim 3 times and bounded away. Here comes Machino for Covington. 3:50 to go. Second quarter. 15-6 Tigers. Here's Pond. Atkinson baseline right back to Pond. 3-point J in the air. Hit the ring. No good. Rebound far corner Zorn. Cold shooting, second period, both teams. Here's Drew Sosby, near side Boozer. On top to Zorn, back to Drew. Drew hangs on. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Not much to crow about in the way of offense, Chuck, in this period.
Well, and Jackson Center, late in the season, have had these kind of droughts that they're going to hurt her the farther they go.
Uh-oh, Blackfoot delivered the ball to Boozer, near side of the floor. And he stumbled a little bit, guilty of a travel violation.
You got a score from Jeff Bray. Anna leads Franklin Monroe 18-6 at the end of the first quarter.
Good start.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep, fine start for the Rockets. We saw Franklin Monroe last game of the year, I should say, next to last weekend of the year against Fort Loramie. And Franklin Monroe is very athletic. Here's a block shot by Brady Willemuth. Down to Sosby. Drew on a run out. A scooping runner. His hand. Athletic play, Drew Sosby. What's he got in the way of points, Chuck?
He's got 12, and he's the one that actually got the block on Machino, and it took it the distance.
Way to go, Drew Sosby. Outstanding performance by him so far. Black shot. Brady Willemuth on a cram. Tiger ball again, Drew to Zorn. Zorn pulls up, shoots the 3. Bingo! He's got it. Covington needs another timeout, a full. 2:30 left to go, second quarter. Jackson Center with 5 quick points has bolted to a 20-6 lead on scorersbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And do not miss out on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture, superb. It's priced just right to meet your budget. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, and home office and entertainment spaces, too. Use free of charge the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, that's west of I-75, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Covington misfires. Here's Jackson Center blitzing down the floor. Drew Sosby leading a cavalcade of Tigers all the way to the rim. Shot no good, foul from the backside against Covington as the Tigers picked off the errant shot, but Covington, which is not shooting it well at all. And Jackson Center ripped the other way, pell-mell. Sosby fouled, two shots, the first one good, 21-6 Jackson Center. It's a football score. It wouldn't be bad, Chuck, if it was on the gridiron, a minute 52 to go second quarter, but it's hoops, and Covington's been held to six in almost one half.
And defensively, they have just been outstanding, and they're not getting a lot of points out of Wildermuth in the first half, but defensively, he's changing every shot they take.
22-6 in favor of Jackson Center. A minute 30 to go here in the second quarter. Atkinson in the post, on the arc to Jace Pond, and Atkinson, before he delivered the ball to the guard on this side of the floor, took a little bunny hop. It was noticed by the referee. Traveling call. 22-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Minute 25 to go here in the second quarter. Wildermuth baseline right. He's doubled. Wants to drive. Tripled now. Spins. Gets the shot up on the backboard. It almost went in. He was smacked by any one of three defenders. And Wildermuth is at the stripe with two coming. 22-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Two shots for Wildermuth. First one in the air. Got it. Tigers can do no wrong. Hot at the stripe. And very good from the floor as well. Leading by 17. Make it 18. Brady Wildermuth nails a couple free ones. 24-6 in favor of Jackson Center. And what this Tiger defense does to you, Chuck, it begins to take your will away.
Well, yeah, you don't get anything easy, and you're right. You just kind of start relaxing a little bit because you know you're not going to get an easy shot.
Atkinson, foul line for Covington, throws it back on the arc to Bly. Here's Machino trying to drive through the lane, caught a pass, dropped it, and Jackson Center scooped up the loose ball. 52 seconds to go, second quarter. And you can bet with an 18-point lead, Jackson Center will milk it right down to the final 4 or 5 seconds.
Well, you look at the stats. Covington's only turned the ball over three times in the first half and has scored 6 points.
Now, Jackson Center will minimize your possessions because the Tigers take care of it so well.
Yep.
Don't turn it over. Take time off the clock. So you won't get many shots. So the few you do get, you better knock down half of them, or you will be in deep doo-doo by halftime. That's the case right now. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Jackson Center up 18 with the ball. Being very careful with it. Here's Drew Sosby, 25 feet away. 8 seconds, 7, 6. Drew, foul line extended. Great pass inside to Brady. Oh, my goodness! Brady Wildermuth caught it below the backboard, and he was bolted from behind by two Buccaneers, lobbed it up in the air. It hit the top edge of the backboard, skimmed down through, counted plus one. Wow. I tell you what, Chuck,
That's almost a Sports Center shot from Brady Wilderman.
Well, it's sending the Fairlawn fans home. They're going to get a head start to the bedtime.
And the buzzer didn't sound. The scoreboard reads 0-0-0. But now it goes back to 1.6. And Wilderman's got a chance for a three-point play to make it a 26-6 game. Brady Wilderman at the free throw line for the Tigers to complete the three-point chance. And the officiating crew ushers in a couple subs, Flatfoot and Pond. Buccaneers believe they've gotten the raw deal here in the first half.
Well, I'm not sure why you're staring down the guy on the clock, because they're getting ran out of the gym.
Free throw by Wildermuth is good. Don't think the Tigers have missed a foul shot either. 27-6. 2.6 in the clock. Covington whips it 70 feet down the floor. Picked off by Zorn at the sideline. He fumbles. It goes out of bounds right back to Covington with 0.2 remaining. You're telling me the Tigers aren't perfect? They've missed one?
Zorn missed his second of two shots.
Other than that, Jackson Center perfect at the free throw line with 2, 4, 6, 7 made in 8 attempts. 0.2 to go into Machino. Machino, a running shot from 40 feet. Short, no good. And the first half finishes with Jackson Center leading Covington. It's the first ever Jackson Center-Covington gridiron game. 27-6. Jackson Center has held Covington to one touchdown. Missed the extra point. The Tigers' defense has been superlative through the first two quarters. 27-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Adams Tech Solutions in Ann Arbor, McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice. It reaches out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, data recovery, data transfer upgrades, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Covington leads it, or I should say, Jackson Center leads it. Tiger fans texting me already, making sure I get the score right. 27-6, Jackson Center with a halftime bulge of 21 points. Chuck, let's present our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime break right here at this moment.
Okay, well, looking at it, 15-5 rebounding advantage. Just every stat we're looking at is in Jackson Center's favor. Each team only has one offensive rebound, Jackson Center because they haven't missed any shots, and Covington because Jackson Center is cleaning up the boards on the other end. Both teams turned the ball over three times. Covington didn't go to the free throw line in the first half, so they were perfect, 0-0.
Yep.
Jackson Center, 8-9, individual scoring. Three people scored two for Covington. Trevor Miller, Nathan Bly, and Kenny Atkinson, all three had 2 points. They scored 4 and 2, 6 points for the half. Jackson Center led by Drew Sosby with 14, Brady Wildermuth with 7, Ethan Zorn with 6. They scored 15 and 12. 27-6 at the half, Jackson Center.
And Chuck, we've now seen two Shelby County League defenses, Botkins and Jackson Center, put the clamps on Jordan Machino of Covington. 18 points a game, 10 rebounds. Jackson Center is sweeping the boards clean. Machino can't get off a shot. Only 6 for Covington. Amazing in the first two quarters.
Well, Machino's taken 4 shots in the first half. 3 of them were blocked. So that's kind of just telling you what's happening down there. I wish Matt Zerker was here, because I don't keep all the intricate stuff that he does, but I'd love to see the shot blocks in the first half. It's got to be 7 or 8.
It's been outstanding. Jackson Center's defense tremendous through the first two quarters, as the score indicates, 27-6.
in favor of the Tigers. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center 27, Covington 6 here at the half in game one tonight. The team coming out on top was Fairlawn, 54-44 over Triad in the first game of the evening. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1981 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And given that LaCal Equipment asks us to promote student academic success here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com, we're going to take a look at the Jackson Center roster and point out there are a couple of seniors who will be missed. Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn, two 12th graders for Jackson Center, fine academic students, outstanding players on the court. Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn for Jackson Center, seniors. They are terrific student-athletes under the spotlight here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We return to Piqua's Garbery Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. This is scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, who's got a partial score at halftime. Chuck, Division III boys action.
Jeff Bray sending the scores. And I'm on the wrong one because Jeff sent me two different ones here.
And a Rockets, well,
51-20 as a half over Franklin Monroe.
Wow, that is surprising.
We saw Franklin Monroe, and quite honestly, they didn't look bad. I mean, they're not a world-beating team, but they gave Fort Laramie a roll. So that's impressive. But I've said all year, Anna, top to bottom, probably has the most talent of anybody in the league.
And the Anna Rockets have exploded tonight, leading Franklin Monroe in Division III action down at Northmont. 51-20, and we think that's a halftime score.
He said that was a halftime score. Now, Jeff could be sitting on the beach drinking margaritas, so, but I'm pretty sure he's got to be close.
And we're about a minute 40 away from the start of the third quarter here at Piqua, 27-6 Jackson Center. A new underwriting sponsor on ScorersBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor for many high-quality products, Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and much more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by ScorersBroadcast.com. On the web at FrancisSchulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. And don't forget another new underwriting sponsor on ScorersBroadcast.com, Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue between the hospital and the drive-in. That's at 1080 4th Avenue. Outstanding car repair service provided to you by co-owners Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, and their technicians. Todd and Corey have amassed more than 40 years of outstanding workmanship in the car repair field. Prompt service always, affordably priced always, and Todd and Corey are very honest with you about your car's needs. You will not get charged for work that did not need to be done. Sydney Car Care, Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Phone for an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, prompt and priced right. Here we go, Jackson Center up 27-6. We start the third quarter. Bryce Sosby's got the ball top of the key. Tigers attacking to our right. Now to Ethan Zorn. He gets a screen from Drew, goes to the right corner, flips it back on top, intercepted by Covington. Good overplay. Defense by the Buccaneers results in a takeaway. Up the floor to Pond. Fakes right, goes left in the head of the key. Near side pass, Machino on the arc, fly, jumping, shooting, a three ball, bingo, he's got it. Covington off to a good start, opening up corner number three with a made three-pointer, 27-9. But here's Jackson Center's Drew Sosby countering straight away, a triple, nothing but cord.
That's an unhappy Coach Pond right there. How do you lose him?
I think Drew Sosby has missed only two shots, but my count, Chuck. And he's got, what, seven field goals already?
He's got six for seven. Six for 17 points.
Here's Machino throwing right corner. Step back three by Pond. Hit the rim, bounded high. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Drew Sosby, 6 for 8 on the night. Dribbles up the floor in a hurry. 30-9, Tigers. Good wraparound pass from the corner. Inside to Brady. Good dish by Bryce Sosby. Brady Wildermuth on the finish. And the Tigers are up 32-9. 6:20 left to go, third quarter. Here's Bly. Here's Machino. Spin move in the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Banked it. In and out. No good. Rebound by Zorn. Outlet to Drew. Fires for Brady Wildermuth. Too far. Head coach Scott Elkert won't be pleased with that pass that was going to be really difficult to thread the needle on.
I don't care what the score is. I have never seen him not coach his kids in a basketball game.
And you're right. So right about that. He's always got something extremely constructive to communicate. Outside the arc, near side, it is Trevor Miller on a weave to Machino for Covington. Over guarding foul against Zorn.
A moving
screen on Covington.
Yep.
5:54 to go here in the third quarter, 32-9. Jackson Center in the lead, but 23. Sosby timeline. Drew dribbles off to the right. High screen from Brady.
Left corner Zorn jacks up a triple. Missed an air ball. Weak side rebound Machino. Fumbled away by Covington. Foul Brady Wildermuth diving at the feet of the Covington player. 32-9 in favor of Jackson Center with 5:37 left here in quarter number three. A right side pass goes to Sowers on the arc for Covington. Out of Pond straight away. Pond on the bounce against Boozer. Foul line. Spins back out. Gives it to Sowers on the arc. Brady's on him. Near side pass goes to Pond for Covington. Between the circles to Machino. Well, Machino's been handcuffed. He cannot get off a shot. As Chuck noted, he had two or three blocked in the first half. Only one hit the rim. Machino 25 feet away, stutter step, wants to go on Drew Sosby, crowds into the lane, Machino banks it on the run, no good, got the rebound back and stuck it in. Hard earned 2 points by Machino. 32-11, Jackson Center leads, 4:40 left to go in the third quarter. Here's Bryce Sosby, 25 feet away, bounce pass left side to Zorn. Zorn picks up the dribble, goes near side to Bryce. In the corner, Drew. Top of the circle, Bryce Sosby looks for Wildermuth in the post. He's not there. Back to Drew on the arc. Covington still zoning, right, Chuck?
Yes.
Wildermuth foul line. Stepped into the lane, deflected pass out of bounds. Jackson Center gets it back with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. 32-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Well, judging from the body language of the Covington players who come off the floor, Chuck, when sub four, you can tell right away things aren't going right. Here's a long three-point try, but Drew Sosby got a screen on the inbounds pass, and he buried it. Another one. He's 7 for 9.
That was deep.
24-foot three ball by Drew Sosby. He might have been closer to the Indians logo, the bottom of it, than the top of the circle. Here's a three-point try. Hefty win by Miller. Hit the rim, bounced around. Rebounding foul in low. It goes against Jackson Center. And the Covington crowd says that's a makeup call. Three minutes, 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. 35-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Tiger fans also thought it was a makeup. Covington people said it was a makeup and gave a Bronx cheer. Baseline left, Miller on the dribble, being hounded and fouled as Zorn got him. 3:46 left in the third, 35-11, Jackson Center. Baseline left, inbounding will be Bly of the Buccaneers. Covington had just 6 points at the half. They've nearly doubled that
scoring frenzy here for him in the third quarter.
Yeah, and nearly doubled that 6 point total up to 11 with 3:35 to go, third quarter. Dribbling Machino, top of the key. Right corner Miller. Miller guns a triple. It lipped the rim, no good. It was down in, came out. Rebound Bryce Sosby. He zips up the floor, goes to Drew. Baseline right to Zorn. Back out to Drew Sosby, head of the key Zorn. Bounce pass left corner. Bryce has an open look, passes it up. Goes to Brady on the baseline. Heaves it cross-court to Boozer. Into the lane to Zorn. Spin move. Ducks under. Banks it. Makes it. Count it. Plus one. And a foul. Could have been a walk on Zorn. But count the goal. And Zorn's got a free throw coming. Well, it seems like most everything has gone the Tigers' way.
That was a tough shot. He had three people around him.
A very, very challenged shot by Zorn. Tigers worked long and hard for that one. Free throw by Zorn up and in. Still Jackson Center has missed just one foul shot. 38-11 Tigers. And Covington just has not had much go its way. Shots have gone in and out. Here's Atkinson, a right corner jumper. Air ball. Missed it 3 feet long. That one wasn't close. Rebound Tigers. Sosby to Boozer. Deep left corner, triple in the air by Bryce Sosby, bouncing, no good. Rebound down to Machino of Covington. 2:38 to go in the third. Covington whips it to Bly. Into the post, Atkinson. On the arc, to Murphy. Right corner Miller stepping back, launching the three, and he drains it. Trevor Miller knocks it down, 38-14, in favor of Jackson Center with 2:20 left to go third quarter. Sosby step back three. No good. He missed one. Rebound comes down to Machino. Machino on a move, on a mission down the floor, driving layup, good, and a foul. Delayed call. Delayed call signaled yes. Tiger fans up in arms across the way. Covington finally got a break on a referee call. Count it plus one. Machino will shoot.
That would have been questionable in the NBA if they would have counted that one. He fouled him outside the arc.
That's what you call that's what you call continuation. Free throw Machino, Covington. Chance to make it 38-17. He does. 38-17. Since Jackson Center led 27-6 at halftime, it's been 11 each. Third quarter standoff. Covington's gained no ground. Here is Boozer, top of the key. Right side pass, Sosby. Sosby 30 feet out. Minute 48 to go, third quarter. Left side pass to Boozer. Boozer, ball high overhead. Bounce pass, Sosby. He's got space in the lane. Running one-hander, banked it up and in. Easy does it. Boy, Drew Sosby saw a crease, and he knifed right through it.
How soft was that shot, too? That is so impressive.
Yep, it kissed off the window, caught some iron, bounced around on the rim a couple, three times, and sifted down through the netting. Minute 21 to go, third quarter. 23-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's Machino, outside the arc, right wing, high arching three ball, way up in the air, came down short, rebounded by the Tigers. Deep left corner, Platfoot. On top to Drew Sosby. Deep right corner, Boozer. Into Brady Willemuth. Baseline right. Backs his defender down. Foul call. Well, we haven't named Brady Willemuth much. That's because the Covington zone has taken Brady away. But the other Tigers have done the damage. And when Brady's gotten the free throw line, he has made shots. He's 4-for-4 from there. That was a common foul. Jackson Center throws in baseline right. Minute two to go in the third, up 40-17. Brady gets a good look on the inside. Fine play. Missed it, no good. Got it back and dropped it in. 25-point lead. 42-17 in favor of the Tigers. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Pond, 25 feet away, motions. Goes outside the arc to Murphy. He dances through the lane. Hands off to Machino. Machino high right against Drew Sosby. Back to the basket. Dribbles. Drew all over him. Oh, here's a nice pass. Back cut. Low to the right. Murphy missed it. No good. Rebound tipped up by Covington. No good. And Jackson Center's got it. That's the way the night's gone for Covington.
I don't know how that didn't go down. That was a heck of a pass down to the baseline.
Two very close-in shots. Neither one went down for the Buccaneers, who've had bad luck. Here's Sosby down the lane. 8 seconds to go. Bounce pass low on the left to a teammate. It's Boozer. And what did he do, Chuck? Shovel his feet?
Yeah, he caught it and wasn't sure what to do with it, so he traveled.
A shuffle against Boozer. 7.2 to go, third quarter. 42-17 in favor of Jackson Center. And ripping up the right side of the floor. On the dead run, Covington, deep right corner, three ball in the air, good! A triple was nailed as the buzzer went off. Zach Parrott, a 6'2" sophomore, launched one in. It counts. Jackson Center 42, Covington 20 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Covington with a 14-point third quarter. Jackson Center a 15-point fourth quarter. It's 42-20 as we start the fourth. Here's a long three-pointer right wing, but James Bond of Covington. It skimmed around the rim two or three times and finally trickled in. 19-point game. Jackson Center up 42-23. Here's Brady Wildermuth on the arc to Drew Sosby, and he slices right down the lane all the way to the cup, laid it up short. Rebound Covington. Here's Machino on a bust out. Lobs down the court, tries a Houdini shot low in the right around Drew Sosby, who said, I'm going to have no part of that. He blocked it out of bounds. Baseline right, Covington inbounds. To Parrott in the corner, bad pass, bobbled, picked up at Jackson Center. 42-23, Tigers, 7:13 to go, fourth quarter. First game tonight, won by Fairlawn over Triad, 54-44, avenging a season-opening 65-64 buzzer-beating loss. Good play, Brady Wildermuth on the arc, hits the cutter, Drew Sosby, and he soars right down the lane, catches and lays it in easily to make it 44-23. Out back is Parrott for Covington. Tries to light it up. No good. On the inside, Machino, no. But a foul against Jackson Center with 6:43 to go.
Everybody boxed out that time for Jackson Center, but nobody got the ball.
And sometimes that happens. You're so preoccupied with creating your space that you don't get up off the floor soon enough. The free throw is missed by Covington. Don't forget, Friday night, Saturday night, webcast time 6:45, 7 o'clock tip, sectional finals here at Piqua. Fort Loramie-Rushi on Friday. And more, it looks like Jackson Center Fairlawn on Saturday.
I think we could put that in the book.
One free throw made by Covington, one missed, 44-24 in favor of Jackson Center with 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sosby to Zorn, left side to Platfoot, on top to Bryce, right wing to Drew. Drew hangs on, looks for Brady cutting. Oh, good wraparound pass. Brady Wildermuth sealed off the defender on his backside, got the ball, blew the gimme, but late getting there was Covington, which fouled. Drew Sosby set that up with a nice entry.
Well, you know, I say that all the time. He took the extra dribble, got a better passing angle. Nothing the defense could do about it.
Hey, what? Brady Wildermuth has been scorching the Nets at the free throw line.
6 for 6.
And we got a timeout called to Covington. 6:24 to go in the fourth. The Tigers are up to 21. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s. When mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. Enjoy an appetizer. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room can seat up to 60. The spacious second floor is wide open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chickens and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S-USA.com. 6 minutes to go. Covington possession to our left. 45-24 Jackson Center. Nathan Bly's got the ball on a weave to Machino in the lane. Right corner pond. Jump shot. Three-pointer. Hit the back brace. Scrap for the rebound. Bryce Sosby. Drew Sosby on the shoulders of Machino. Foul against the Tigers. Here comes Trent Flatfoot back on the floor for Jackson Center. Or I should say Boozer in for Flatfoot. Gavin Boozer on the floor now. Ball inbound to Machino, cutting through the lane. A little one-handed flipper right in front, deflected by Drew Sosby into the hands of Wilmermuth of Jackson Center. And Brady takes it down the floor, 60 feet, into the lane. Shot short, no good. Rebound comes down to Covington. Here comes Nathan Bly. Right wing to Pond, right corner Miller. 45-24 Jackson Center, 5:25 to play. Spin move in the lane, Nathan Bly. Little out of control, he walked. Good call by the referee. And the Tigers will bring it down the floor up at 21. Fairlawn Jackson Center, Saturday night at 7. Of course, the two teams met on a couple of occasions during the regular season. And Chuck, first time they got together, Jackson Center needed two OTs to beat Fairlawn 57-54. Double overtime. Big comeback by Jackson Center late to pull that game out of the fire. Two OTs, 57-54. Second time around, it was a pretty easy 14-point win for Jackson Center, 48-34. And while we're talking about that rivalry, Jackson Center Fairlawn, Ethan Zorn just made a superb maneuver in the lane. Gifted shot by him, rolled around, dropped through. He was fouled, sinks the free throw, and it's 48-24 in favor of Jackson Center with 5 to play. Here's Bly on the arc. Near side Machino in the top of the key. Rim the 18-footer. Rebound down to Bryce Sosby of Jackson Center. Bryce dribbles up ahead. Goes to Zorn in the right corner. Baseline to Brady Wildermuth. Errant pass. Down around his ankles. He couldn't get a hold of it. It goes out of bounds to Covington.
Now, I kept the scorebook here for 25 years for the Pickwick Sectional. I always try to get them to change the name to the Shelby County League Championship Tournament, but they wouldn't do it. They invite some other people to come and get beat by them. But.
Yeah, I like that. All too often, this Pickwick Boys Sectional is an SCL Sectional Finals, upper bracket, lower bracket, both.
That's what's so much fun is coming here and watching this place be absolutely packed.
And that'll be the case again this year. Here's Brady Wildermuth on the block. Low left side. Power move. Banks it up and in from 8 feet away. Good effort by Brady. 50-24 in favor of Jackson Center. In fact, Chuck, I'd have to do a little research. I'd be interested in knowing the last time when a non-Shelby County League team was in the finals. It may not be as far back as I think.
It's been a while, I think.
We've got a foul called against Jackson Center for holding. It goes against Bryce Sosby as Covington was running its motion attack. 3:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. 50-24. Jackson Center up the 26. And Bly toes the free throw line, 1-1 for the Buccaneers. That is team foul 7 on Jackson Center. Free throw here by Bly, up and good. Machino for Covington. What's he got, Chuck, in the way of field goals?
He's got 2 field goals. Got that. He had a little run there in the third quarter where he hit 2 in a row. He's got 6 points for the game.
And he had, what, 11 against Botkin? I think that was his total. Only had a grand total of 3 or 4 buckets against Bodkins. Both free throws good by Machino. 50-26 in favor of Jackson Center. Clock winding down. 3:32 to go here in the fourth quarter.
He had 4 against Bodkins.
4 buckets against Bodkins. 3 of them were late. There's a long downtown 3 ball by Drew Sosby. As I borrow a word from Dwayne Bachman on the PA, downtown Piqua. And then Covington counters, missed shot, rebound up and into the paint. Good play by Covington. Nice follow by Leifeld, who's coming off the bench for the Buccaneers. Adam Leifeld, 5'11 junior, got the shot to fall. He's at the stripe with a free throw coming. And to a fine round of applause here at Piqua's Garbery Gym. Drew Sosby comes off for Jackson Center.
Sits down with 27 points.
27 for Drew Sosby. I think he missed maybe three shots.
Maybe.
Could have been four, but could have been four. I think three.
Either way, he was pretty darn good. He's going to get a sandwich.
First free throw by Covington disallowed in the lane. No, I think it was missed. It was missed. Jackson Center had the violation. Covington shot it again, and Leifeld banked it down. 53-29. Jackson Center leads. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Tigers, Bunky in off the bench now. He works the ball around the left side of the floor. Bunky on the bounce. Throws into the lane to a teammate who gets the shot to go down.
Wildermuth right from the lane. Nice little jump hook.
Brady Wildermuth with the right hand. Tossed in the hook. 55-29. Here's a long triple by Covington. It is pumped up there by Murphy. In, out, in, out. Won't stay. Rebound Jackson Center. Boy, that's symbolic of the night for the Buccaneers. That long three-pointer looked like it was in twice. And somehow it popped out of there. Loose ball midcourt. Covington stole it. Jackson Center got it back. And Brady Wildermuth is fouled. Machino dove at his feet. 2:21 to go in the fourth. Brady will shoot the 1-1. Nope, that's the 16th foul on Covington. He will not. Brady Wildermuth out. To an excellent round of applause as well. Atkinson back in now for Sowers for Covington. 55-29, Jackson Center. 2:21 left to be played here in the fourth quarter. The left side pass on the arc for Jackson Center. It is Bryce Sosby on top to Zorn. Zorn looks into the lane, finds teammate Chase Hickman, 6'4 junior. And the ball is then thrown away. Covington on the steal. Here's Machino. Machino on the run out. Driving down the floor. All the way to the rim. Power move. Got it. And Hickman is not set. Defensive foul against Jackson Center with a minute 57 to go. 55-31 Tigers. Free throw here. Machino. Covington dips his knees. Shots in the air, no good off the back frame. Long rebound, Machino, right corner, got it. Skips into the paint, off balance, Jay, no. Rebound low on the left, missed, we got a jump. And referee Workman signals Jackson Center possession. Minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter. 55-31 in favor of the Tigers. Next break opportunity, we'll tell you all about Primary Eye Care Associates, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hickman has the ball 30 feet out for Jackson Center, goes to Zorn, top of the key, fakes left, goes right back to Hickman down low. He coughed it up. Loose ball picked up by Murphy of Covington on the sprint out. Down the floor to Leifeld. Knife through the lane. Foul on the first shot attempt by Covington. The garbage basket does not go. And foul on Jackson Center. Free throws here for Leifeld of Covington with a minute 22 to go. He's got the double bonus. Leifeld came down the floor, darted into the lane, missed his shot. Rebound was stuck in. Leifeld was fouled on the initial attempt. No goal. Two free throws. Leifeld the first. No good, too hard. Substitutions, Jackson Center. Jeremy Birch, 6 foot sophomore in. Also on the floor for Jackson Center, James Gambrill. A 5'10 sophomore guard. Free throw, no. Bounced off the iron. Rebound, Tigers. Gambrill to midcourt. with a minute 15 to go in the fourth. 55-31 Jackson Center. Home team runs the offense. Ball thrown on top to Birch. Outside the arc, long three-pointer. Monkey too hard. He overshot it. Rebound down to Covington. 58 seconds to go. Machino in the right corner goes baseline. Here's a wraparound pass on a collision. Machino gave it up. Good defense, but Jackson Center's Braden Heitkamp, the six-foot sophomore, set up shop along the baseline. And Chuck, even the late sub sophomores are drawing charges for Jackson Center.
You come into the game, I don't care what the score is, you better play Jackson Center basketball or you won't be out there.
That was a fine play by Heitkamp on the floor, hardly a minute. He hadn't touched the ball yet, still hasn't. He's been bruised and battered already. He drew a patented Scott Elkert team charging foul.
Jordan Machino, who's had a terrific career for Covington, fouled out on that play.
Yeah, Machino's been held in check tonight, but Jackson Center limited to 11 by Botkins. Here's a travel violation on the Tigers near midcourt with 31 seconds to go. And the Tigers up by a 55-31 count. Primary Eye Care with five locations for your convenience. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. Keep in mind now that Fort Loramie location has been changed. No longer on South Main. It's out at 700 East Park across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Eight outstanding doctors of optometry to serve you at Primary Eye Care. They will gladly and show great commitment in taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. In fact, that is their motto. Primary Eye Care Associates, accepting new patients, most insurance coverages, open weeknights, open Saturday mornings. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy, on the web at primaryeyecare.org, primaryeyecare.org, displaying great commitment to taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Covington misfired at the free throw line. Jackson Center got the rebound. Waning seconds of the game run down, and that will do it. The Jackson Center Tigers bolted to a 15-4 first quarter lead, 27-6 halftime lead. And down Covington, 55-31. Covington Buccaneers wind up the year with a mark of 10-14. And the Jackson Center Tigers move on. This victory here this evening is triumph number 20 on the campaign for the Jackson Center Tigers. The orange and black now have a mark of 20-4. And we'll take on the Fairlawn Jets on Saturday night at 7. We've got a pair of fine games for you, sectional championships on Friday night and Saturday night here at Pickwick. The Jackson Center Tigers against Fairlawn on Saturday, webcast time 6:45. Rushi and Fort Loramie on Friday, webcast time at 6:45 as well. Don't forget, we've got girls Division IV district play on Saturday afternoon from Tippecanoe. Tip-offs at 1-3. Fort Loramie Redskins at 1 o'clock take on Cincinnati Country Day, webcast time at about 12:45. And then that is followed up by Jackson Center Tri-Village, tip-off at 3. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, all evening long on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass, now in Fort Loramie on Elm Street, formerly in Clayton. Thanks so much to Jason Meyer, owner of AAG Inc., now in Fort Loramie, formerly located in Clayton. Gratitude to Jason and all of his staff and associates at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. A new location as well in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. alongside Chuck McBee. He's got the Clancy's honors to dish out following this Jackson Center easy 55-31 win over Covington.
Well, nobody from Covington scored in double figures. Machino had 8 and Bly had 7. On the other side, kind of back to where they were, only 3 people scored for Jackson Center. But Drew Sosby had 27, Brady Wilderman had 16, and Ethan Zorn had 12. And the Clancy player of the game is obviously Drew Sosby. That's as well as I've seen that kid play all season.
And Chuck, that is how well Jackson Center runs its offense. 3 players score, basically 3 players shot. Sosby, leading scorer, gets several points above his average. You know what Jackson Center is going to do, and Covington still
can't stop them.
Could not slow down the Tigers one bit. And Drew Sosby wins the Clancy's Award for Jackson Center. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, so many thanks tonight to new underwriting sponsors, Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Multiple locations for your convenience: Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry to serve you at Primary Eye Care Associates, committed to taking care of your vision and eye health. At Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, 492-9495, 492-9495. Superb workmanship at Sydney Car Care. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, the co-owners, with more than 40 years of excellent workmanship combined between the two. Sydney Car Care, great service, affordably priced, and the service is always prompt at Sydney Car Care. And gratitude to Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a distributor for many, many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. On the web at francisschulze.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. And gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney, go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Butkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc., also in Anna. Chuck, looking forward to the weekend. We've got a game on Friday night, and 3 of them on Saturday, including 2 girls district championship games at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock from Tippecanoe.
Yeah, those are going to be fun. I mean, you're going to assume that Fort Loramie is going to probably have a cakewalk, but I'm looking forward to that Tri-Village Jackson Center game. I think Jackson Center can play with them.
Well, I do too. If the Tigers shoot a little better, just a little better, than they shot in the Sequoia, excuse me, in the Sydney D4, tried to combine Sydney.
Well, that works.
If the Tigers shoot a little better than they did in that Sydney tournament, Jackson Center will be on par with Tri-Village, because every other phase of the Tigers game has really improved. Peyton Esser is really probing the lane, making things happen. Olivia Clark improved. Nicole Foate needs to drain shots. Cassie Meyer can be red hot from behind the arc. So can Pauline. But 30% shooting, like the Lady Tigers shot at Sydney, won't get it done against Tri-Village. Just give me 37-38. The Tigers are right in it.
Oh, I agree. We got a final boys score also. Anna beat Franklin Monroe 85-38.
Boy, the Anna Rockets are in high gear. Advancing on, likely opponent now in the D3 sectional final for Anna, I think, is powerhouse Northridge.
Northridge is who they would get unless Northridge got upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt that, because they're really good.
So many thanks to Rhett Jesch, our scorers, Broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer reminding you the final scores once again tonight in our two games in the Piqua upper and lower bracket. It was, or I should say, in the two games in the Piqua lower bracket, sectional semifinals in the lower part of the tournament here at Piqua. Fairlawn defeats Triad 54-44, and it is Jackson Center over Covington easily 55-31.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.